From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Date. In 1933, Hungarian explorer Laszlo Amasi set out across the Sahara in search of a legendary lost city. What he discovered was far more magical, and at first, completely unbelievable. In a remote ravine, Amasi found a shallow cave. Inside, he saw cave paintings of human figures with outstretched arms and legs. They appeared to be flying, but no, Amasi realized they were swimming in the Sahara. Other cave paintings showed antelope, giraffe, elephants, and lions alongside more human figures. Amasi realized they depicted a Sahara of grasslands with abundant water. His theories were met with skepticism, but sparked further investigation, and geologic studies eventually proved him right. Those cave paintings dated from what's now called the African Humid Period, which lasted from the end of the last ice age until 5,000 years ago. It was caused by 1,000 years of African monsoons, brought on by changes in the wobble of Earth's axis. These green the Sahara and form vast lakes. More than 150 excavations uncovered the remains of aquatic species like hippos, crocodiles, and more than 30 types of fish. Further investigation showed the Sahara has alternated between desert and wet grasslands every 20,000 years or so for hundreds of thousands of years. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at earthx.org. And you can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.